My own opinion was from day one that there should always have been a climbing lane at the Blue Banks. I travel that road a lot myself, and there are always a backup of traffic, particularly behind agricultural vehicles and heavy vehicles, and that regularly tails back to about 40 kilometres. And, you know, whenever they get up over the top of the hill, they all have to try and pull out and pass. And I think it actually leads to that road being dangerous. I think the TIA need to review it. The TIA don't get everything right. We see that they're putting a cycle lane in at McGrory Spray. They didn't put it in when they originally built the road. They're back there now at massive cost trying to put in the cycle lane. I think even a hard shoulder at the very, very least, where agricultural vehicles or any slow-moving vehicles would be able to move onto the left-hand side and let regular traffic pass on through. So I'm hopeful, look, that maybe somebody will do something about it, and maybe the traffic counts have increased enough since the road was built that it may be considered going forward.
It begs the question, is it enough just to count the volume of traffic? Should there be some way of counting the nature of traffic so that if an area does have a high proportion of agricultural vehicles, high proportion of tractors, combines, whatever, as you're suggesting, then that should form part of the overall equation?
I think you're probably absolutely right. You know, like, I suppose, you know, every area is not the same. The Coolboy and the Kilmacrenan area, you know, it's a very rural area. You have a lot of agricultural traffic, and I suppose, you know, a lot of people developing and working on the development of buildings and sites and stuff like that. They're moving earth, you know, they're moving all types of stuff, but it's a slower line of traffic. And I mean, if you've only got one lane, that automatically means that everybody's stacked up behind you. I always think that, you know, that's the most dangerous thing in the world, is traffic or cars pulling out, and lanes of cars pulling out to pass something that's in front of them. And you know, we have a lot of reviews going on about traffic in Donegal, about speed limits and all that stuff, but I think, you know, these lanes, or even, you know, it was only for about half a kilometre there where people could pull across and let that heavy amount of traffic gets backed up behind them through, and then they could come back out into the lanes themselves. That would be of a great help and benefit to that whole road in general.